Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show and episode 683. Today, I wanted to talk about introducing your child to technology, screens, social media, iPads, phones, all that kind of good stuff. This came up with several of my families recently that I work with. And I always know that that means someone else needs to hear about it. So here is what I encourage parents to do when they decide they're ready to give their child access to screens like an iPad. I encourage them to talk about how using technology is a huge freedom, but it also comes along with a huge responsibility. And it could expose kids to things they may not be ready for. And so we as parents need to be responsible and work as well as we can to keep our children safe. And so what I did with my children when they were old enough to be given a screen was to explain to them that we would be monitoring their usage of the screen. We would monitor the places, the apps that they use, the places that they visit, the messages that they send and receive. And if we saw evidence of inappropriate things like using curse words or talking about inappropriate subjects, we would discuss it because it's very important to make sure that we're teaching our kids how to use technology properly. We would also talk to our kids about how to be a good digital citizen. So that is not a one-time conversation. Actually, none of these are. We have to have ongoing conversations with our kids as we're raising them because they hit new developmental phases and new experiences, and we have to kind of help them navigate through and learn through all these different experiences that they're having. So it's important to talk to our kids about what is a good digital citizen. What does that look like? What does it mean? How can you be a good digital citizen? What does it mean to be a good citizen? Maybe it means picking up trash in our community or not littering. Maybe it means saying please and thank you or holding the door for people when you go into a store or something like that. So, you know, I think we as parents tend to do a good job teaching our kids how to be good citizens, but we are the first generation that needs to also teach our kids about how to be good digital citizens. And so it's important to talk to your kids about what that looks like. How do you be a good digital citizen? You don't say or do inappropriate things online. You're careful what kinds of things you expose yourself to. And I've heard gazillions of stories about kids accidentally exposing themselves to material and content that is far beyond what they're ready for. They can't really help that, but we have to keep those lines of communication open with our kids so that if they see something upsetting or confusing, that they hopefully feel comfortable coming to us and saying, I saw something that I'm not sure about, or it upset me, or it scared me, or I didn't like it. And then we can help them. We can use parental controls, but parental controls are not 100%. I don't want you to think you can put parental controls up and then all of a sudden everything's good and you don't have to think about it anymore. That is not the case at all. That, to me, that just adds one more layer of protection for your kiddos, but it's not a guarantee. It's not 100%. So getting back to the conversation that we had with our kids when they were becoming digital citizens, we let them know that we would be monitoring the things they did, the content they consumed, the photos they took, the apps they used, all this kind of stuff, messages they sent and received. And if anything inappropriate showed up, that we would talk about it, we would work through it. And as they showed, but we said that we understand that we all have a desire for some privacy, right? And the way we explained it to them, we do understand your desire for privacy, and we will respect it once that privacy is earned. So how does a child earn privacy on their phone or online? It's as they begin to show more and more evidence and examples of conducting themselves appropriately online. The more comfortable we felt with the monitoring that we did, the more we stretched the monitoring out. Maybe for the first couple days or couple weeks, I looked at the phone, well, when they got phones, I looked at it every single day. I looked it all over quickly every single day. Talked about whatever might have been inappropriate and did the same thing every day. Then once I felt comfortable, I stretched it to maybe twice a week, and then once a week, and then every 2 or 3 weeks, and then once a month. And if we also let our kids know that if at any point we had suspicion, reason to be concerned about something, then we would ask for their iPad, their phone, their whatever. No questions asked. They had to bring it to us immediately. Not 5 minutes later when they got a chance to open it up and erase things and do whatever and hide evidence. But if we wanted to see it, we needed to see it immediately. And then if there was some trust that was damaged in that process, then we would go back to more frequent monitoring. If our kids were showing that they were not making good decisions and using poor judgment, then we would increase the monitoring until they built our trust and comfort level back up. And that's kind of the way that we try to bring technology into our kids' lives. Was it perfect? No. Is it possible to make it perfect? I don't believe so. All we can do is the best we can do. But I have heard from many parents who did not quite understand the magnitude of what they were doing when they gave their kid an iPad, let's say, let alone a phone. And then they find out their child has created a Snapchat account and they're only 11 years old or something like that. And they're posting videos of themselves on TikTok or what have you. Understand, my friend said this years ago when our older kids were younger, when they were starting to get onto technology. She said, giving kids unfettered access to a computer, an iPad, a phone, whatever it is like unfettered and unmonitored access, is like plunking your child down in the middle of New York City alone. Who would ever do that? No one, right? But if we hand our child a phone or an iPad or something or some kind of online device and we don't monitor it and set boundaries around it and rules and limits, then it's not much different from plunking them down in the middle of New York City alone. So I thought that was a great analogy that she gave me way back then, and I share it with parents now. You don't want to plunk your child down in the middle of New York City alone, nor in the middle of a screen alone and unmonitored. So I hope this gives you some things to think about and some ideas to chew on and process and digest, no matter what age your child is. If your child is young, maybe 2-3 years old, and you hand them your phone to occupy them while you're at a doctor's appointment or something, just know that they could be clicking through to things that you would never want them to see, and you have to be very careful with the monitoring. If your child is at that age where you're ready to give them something, iPad, phone, whatever, I hope you take these thoughts into account and give it to them with some healthy boundaries, rules, limits, guidelines, expectations, conversations. You know, part of a lot of times when we talk to our kids, they might roll their eyes. Ugh, I know this already, Mom. I've heard this before, Dad. But the counterpoint to that is, yes, but if you want to continue to move about online, we have to continue to have these conversations because it's our responsibility as parents to help monitor and guide you and keep you safe and teach you. So I hope that this, and also if you have already given your child an iPad, a phone, or what have you, and you haven't had those conversations, it's a little bit trickier to go back and put new rules and limits and stuff into place, but the very easy way of bringing that about is to say, you know what, I, as your parent, made a mistake. I did not understand the way I should have given you access through the iPad or the phone or the computer or whatever. I made a mistake and I'm trying to correct my mistake now. We need to have some healthier boundaries, rules, and limits around the screen time. And we need to build that in. And not only is that doing the right thing by your child and you being a responsible digital parent, but it's also showing your child how to own up to your mistakes and do what it takes to make it right when you do mess up. If you can model that for your child, it's going to make it so much easier for your child to be able to own their mistakes and do what it takes to make the situation right when they do make a mistake. So I hope this has given you some good information to digest on this early January day, when I'm recording this at least. And so that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a very mindful digital life for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode, or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.